Born in Istanbul, writer and artist Diren Çakarian, better known by his pen name Indra, escaped the execution in 1915. But the events of that time left him half mad, and he lived his life as a vagabond until 1921, when he was arrested and beaten to death by the Turkish authorities. How does a person carry on after witnessing a tragedy like the events of 1915? I chose these poems because they in some way answer that question. I'll let the poems do the work for us, and both have been translated from the Armenian by Diana Darhovanesyan. The first one's called Home After a Long Absence. In my room, near the cypress grove, the dark is crowded up, pushed into the light, while shadows creep up on my walls and untranslatable murmurs rise. I see another earlier place where the father of a lost boy calls, and where the boy chooses to hide to worship his enthusiasms alone. Home. And once more I wear the evergreen shadows that are infused with incense, like an exaltation shared. The hearts of giants still hold a secret animus whose truth I do not grasp, although I am in its air. The second poem is called Mistletoe, and for those of you who don't know, it is a plant known for its medicinal value. Here in this grove of giant cypress, where the trees lean forward to press the last drop of turquoise from the sky, as they stand on the hill, I enter like a reaper of mistletoe, who cuts with a golden scythe berries and vines he believes will cure every human ill. Like him, I linger in the breath of the sweet forest on the edge of night, looking for an antidote of faith in the darkness of cypress, looking for a harvest of undying light.